Let's read Revelation chapter 12. In this chapter, the particular topic is the miraculous protection and deliverance of the godly remnant of Jewish people during the great tribulation of the last days. Revelation chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth, to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Revelation chapter 12, with some background notes. In the last verse of Revelation chapter 11, the Apostle John saw in his vision the Ark of the Covenant through the open doors of a temple in heaven. Now, we mentioned in our last talk that we don't believe this is the literal ancient Ark of the Covenant now in heaven. But because the book of Revelation is a vision that the Apostle John was given with lots of symbols, we believe this symbol signifies that God has not forgotten his covenant with his people Israel. Remember, the Ark of the Covenant represented God's loyal presence among his people. Although God's chosen people broke the Mosaic covenant and rejected their Messiah, the Old Testament prophets predicted a new covenant that God would make with his people Israel. Read Jeremiah chapter 31 in this connection. This would be possible because the Messiah would die for the sins of his people, and his blood would be placed on the mercy seat before God. We know from the New Testament that the blood of Christ was not just shed for the sins of Israel, but for the sins of the whole world. And we also know that the blessings of the new covenant have been extended to the church. However, God has not forgotten about his covenant relationship with Israel, the Jewish people. Remember, the Abrahamic covenant was an unconditional covenant made with the literal natural descendants of Abraham forever. So God has not thrown out his promises to the Jewish people. Thus, the symbol of the Ark of the Covenant, seen in the last verse of Revelation chapter 11, is a fitting introduction to the topic of Revelation chapter 12, which is God's miraculous protection and deliverance of the godly remnant of Jewish people during the great tribulation of the last days. This is right in line with with his loyal covenant promises. And that brings us now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this chapter. Doctrinal point number one, the woman with child represents Israel. The woman with child represents Israel. There is no question as to who the child is that is born to the woman. It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Verse 5, she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Here we have the birth and ascension of Jesus. And Psalm 2, which is a messianic psalm, makes it clear that it is Christ who will rule the nations with a rod of iron. I'm reading Psalm 2, beginning at verse 7. You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. You shall break them with a rod of iron. Psalm 2, verses 7 through 9. So the child here in Revelation chapter 12 is the Lord Jesus. But now who is the woman who gives birth to the child? Certainly not the church. But what about the Virgin Mary? But verse 6 says that the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And verse 13 says, now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. When did the Virgin Mary flee into the wilderness? And when was the Virgin Mary persecuted? And the 1,260 days here of verse 6 are obviously the same 1,260 days of Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days. We saw in our talk on Revelation chapter 11 that the 1,260 days is the 42 months or 3.5 years of the tribulation period known as the Great Tribulation. So the woman can't be the Virgin Mary, but must be the nation of Israel. Now the first hint is in verse 1, where there are parallels to Joseph's dream about Israel in Genesis chapter 37. It was the nation of Israel that gave birth to the Messiah, who will one day rule the world. And it is the nation of Israel that has been persecuted and will be persecuted during the Great Tribulation. In fact, the tribulation is known as the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. But many in the end time persecuted nation of Israel will be preserved and protected by God himself when they flee into the wilderness. Some commentators say the wilderness of verse 6 here is the present wilderness of nations where the Jewish people have been miraculously preserved for 2,000 years. While this is true, we believe the 1,260 days of verse 6 are specifically the time of the 3.5-year Great Tribulation, called time and times and half a time, here in verse 14. This is not the present time. Present time, namely the church age, is skipped over here in chapter 12 between verses 5 and 6. Now, whether or not the protective place in the wilderness for future Israel is Petra, in present-day Jordan, as many have suggested, we can't be sure. But it is a possibility. But the two wings of the great eagle in verse 14 are probably not planes of the United States Air Force, as suggested by some sensationalist interpretations of Revelation. Most likely, the term eagle's wings is figurative for God's care of his people, as we read in Exodus chapter 19 and verse 4, I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Exodus 19, 4. We see in verse 15 of Revelation chapter 12 that Satan tries to destroy the Jewish people with a flood. But God protects Israel with an earthquake that drains the water. Certainly this could be a literal flood of water and literal earthquake. The wilderness of the Arabah, for example, is below sea level and a geologic fault runs right through it. Though it could be literal. In any case, our first doctrinal point is the woman with child represents Israel. Doctrinal point number two. The dragon with seven heads represents Satan. The dragon with seven heads represents Satan. In verses 3 and 4, we read of a great dragon with seven heads and ten horns and seven diadems on his heads. And he wants to destroy the child of the woman as soon as the child is born. Verse 9 leaves no doubt that the great red dragon represents Satan, the serpent of old. Remember Satan's attempt through Herod to destroy Jesus when he was born by having all the male babies in Bethlehem killed. Verse 4 is probably a reference to Satan's past rebellion, and a third of the stars may indicate that a third of the holy angels rebelled and fell with Satan. And some of these spirit beings are the demons and evil spirits that exist now on this earth. In verses 7 through 9, we read of war in the heavens, with Michael, the holy archangel, and his angelic forces against Satan and his fallen angels. We know from the first two chapters of the book of Job and other scriptures that Satan and some of his fallen angels at the present time have access to heavenly realms. But here in Revelation chapter 12, we see that Satan and his fallen angels are defeated by Michael and the holy angels, and they are thrown out of the heavenly realms down to this earth. We believe from the context here that this will be in the middle of the tribulation period. That is, at the beginning of the great tribulation, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Satan, knowing that he only has a short time, verse 12, persecutes the woman, that is Israel, verse 13. But God protects his chosen people. We see from verse 17 that Satan especially persecutes the godly remnant of Jewish believers during the tribulation period. We know from what we read in chapter 6, under the fifth seal, that a number of these Jewish believers will be martyred because, as verse 11 here indicates, they will be faithful even to death. They will overcome the great dragon because of the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The dragon with seven heads represents Satan. Now, what about practical application from Revelation chapter 12? Thank the Lord that our accuser is no match for our advocate. Thank the Lord that our accuser is no match for our advocate. In verse 10, the kingdom of our Lord on this earth is anticipated as Satan is thrown down. Satan is called here the accuser of the brethren, and he accuses all believers before God day and night. And he probably doesn't have to look too closely at our lives to find something to use in his accusations. But praise the Lord for the truth of 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, which says, "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." 1 John 2, verse 1. The Lord is our advocate, that is our defense attorney when Satan accuses us. The Lord Jesus gave his own life to declare us righteous. Thank the Lord that our accuser is no match for our advocate.